is Davin's Den.
And we are back. Ooh, my voice cracked. And we are at puberty. That was weird. Ooh. Guys, hear that?
Yeah, I did. That was me earlier today.
Wow, that was interesting. Anyway, last segment of Davin's Den here. Let me find the old scamming scammers music, and I mean the old scamming scammers music. You guys know, oh, there, that's what I was looking for before. God knows the new one was a federal case. Let's see. Here we go. Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever. So we are dealing with Jelena, who was not quick to get on fake D's real D, or fake D. Very hard to get, but now we are in a loving relationship. Things are progressing well, but she is having phone issues. She's not asked for a phone, but there are definitely phone issues that she feels are hampering our communication. She's made that known on a few occasions.
Yes, right. She would definitely more phone time with him.
She's putting out the bait.
Yes. Yes, she is. And now, when I last left it with her on April 15th of 2020, I felt like she was pissed off at me, and that kind of upset me. And I didn't know why. So,
yeah.
So on April 16th, she says, "Good morning, hon. How are you doing?" I go, "Not good, Jelena." She goes, "Why?" I go, "Because you treated us like when we first met, and I don't like it." Because she got, real quiet on me.
Yeah.
She goes, "Really? I'm sorry if you took it that way, but I off because my phone battery was dead." Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I go, "Yeah, I did take it that way because it was the same way you acted when I said a joke when we met. You shut down, short answers, then gone." She goes, "Well, I'm sorry." I go, "So you were not mad last night?" She goes, "No. My phone isn't making communication better now, but it will get better if I had a better phone." Same with Pip's communication, by the way.
Hey, fake Davin. Look at this piece of crap. Help me out.
He's sitting right here. Why would you say that about him?
You know, I'm sorry. That was out of line.
It most certainly was. He doesn't know what's going on. Anyway, I go, "What do you want to do? I can't get you a phone when everything is closed." She goes, "Then you have to cope and not get mad when I go off." All right. You know what? We'll get through this together.
Mm.
I go, "I was mad at the way you got off. You did not tell me you had a phone issue. You said okay. Then you said you're going to bed. No mention of the phone." She goes, "Sorry, but you should have known, hon. I'm sorry it went that way." Now it makes me think this is a real woman and this is a real relationship, because apparently I'm supposed to read her mind.
I don't know, real relationship, but it's probably a real woman.
Yeah, but those are phony troubles.
I don't know that. I go, "How could I know? I told you please don't be that way. You did nothing to calm my fears. That's not a phone issue. This is an us issue. I want us to work and have a happily ever after, but I need you to communicate, especially when I can't see or hear you." See, I'm trying to make it work.
Yeah.
This is a real relationship too, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
She goes, "I understand, but I'm trying my best." I go, "Okay, that's all I can ask." She goes, "Okay." I go, "I don't know what makes you angry, so this is hard." She goes, "Can you stop being difficult right now? Because I'm tired of explaining myself. I told you my phone is a problem for me." All right. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, this is a real relationship.
It is. It is. Much like a real relationship, I thought I was steering us out of the trouble, but nope, I steered us right into it.
No, just like a real relationship, no.
You know what it's like? You know what it's like? It's like the horror movies when the slasher's after you and you have different choices, but you decide to run upstairs. Apparently, that's what I did. I ran upstairs where I'm going to be cornered and find more danger. That's what I did.
Yes. Don't hide in the closet. Don't hide in the closet.
No, well, if I hide in the closet, Joe's going to get pissed off and let me die. He's not a fan of people hiding in the closet.
Oh, God.
I go, "Really? Really?" Oh, I had a keystroke. I gave her two reallys. I go, I'm telling you I'm having trouble reading you. You say, I am difficult. I'm telling you I'm trying to learn you so we don't have misunderstandings. And you call that difficult? She goes, can we stop this right now? Fed up. I got to tell you guys, I feel like I'm in a real relationship.
And that's her to you?
That's her to me.
Oh, boy.
Fed up.
Does this feel real?
Yes. Actually, painfully, uncomfortably.
It feels real. It's not real, and you're dealing with a woman.
Okay.
Yes.
I go, so go, Jelena. I'm just trying to explain why I thought you were mad and how I'm trying to learn you. If that is too much, then go. I want us to move forward, and I don't want to want to feel paranoid. She goes, it's fine. Just try and understand my current situation. I go, I do understand it. I'm not mad at it. Just try and understand where I'm coming from with my experience with you. That's all.
You just heard the magic word, though, didn't you?
What's that?
Did you both hear it?
Phone?
Fine.
Fine. Oh.
Ah.
I go, is your school giving you online classes so you can continue to learn? She goes, nothing of the sort. I learned by myself. Well, that's not how it works.
That's not how school works.
I go, that's terrible. I go, I mean, I'm glad you're still trying, but you paid for an education. She goes, yes, but it is what it is. Schools here has been closed down temporarily. All right.
Okay.
I go, same here, but teachers are giving online lessons. Will it affect when you graduate? She goes, not really. I go, that's good. What is the name of your university? She goes, they're trying to curb the current situation. Reason why schools have been closed down. Legon, L-E-G space O-N, University of Ghana.
Well, she's honest.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I go, okay, will your degree transfer to the United States or would you have to take a few classes here if you wanted to be here? She goes, I'll have to take care of classes. What are you doing today? I go, I see, that makes sense. I go, not sure, maybe write, mail a few things, talk to you. I don't know. It's hard to stay productive. What are you doing today? She goes, read books and be home. This is during COVID. I go, what are you reading? She goes, I'm revising my notes, instant to keep my memory refreshed. I go, cool, tell me about the topic. Maybe you can make me smart. I'm trying to find out what the hell's going on. I'm trying to find out what the hell we're talking about here.
Yeah. What the hell are we talking about?
I'm trying to ascertain as what the fuck is going on.
Yes, I am. She goes, I read a bit of everything. I go, what are you currently reading? She goes, Profits and Loss. Let me stop you right there. This is going to be a loss.
Yeah.
And if you had a profit, he or she would have told you as much. But anyway.
All right.
I certainly need to know that. She goes, cool. I go, what is cool? She goes, shops are open around town and I can get a good phone at cool rates. Oh, okay, good. All right, good.
Good.
I go, that does not sound like a quarantine. She goes, it's a partial lockdown in certain parts of town that is affected. I go, oh my.
Uh-huh.
I go, that is not great. This virus spreads so easily. She goes, I'm very aware of that, but that's the president's decision. Other parts are not on lockdown. I go, he did not consult.
Because they don't care about those people.
No. I go, he did not consult you? She goes, me? I go, yes, you. I would consult you if I was president. And she laughs and gives me a ha ha ha. I go, you don't think I should consult with you? I would roll over in bed and say, baby, do you want a lockdown? Listen, and then give you a kiss. All right, trying to make it nice again.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what do you think she says next?
Goes back to the phone.
Yeah, back to the phone.
No. She says, awesome. Says, awesome.
Yeah.
And then she says, can you get me some fun so that I can get a new phone? See, so first there was the awesome. You didn't have that in there.
Uh-huh.
You missed out. Yeah, you missed out on the awesome before we went to the funds for the phone. See?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that made us wrong. Uh-huh.
So either she's had enough of my shit, or she thinks we're in the place where she can do this now. I don't know which it is.
Both.
So what do you think I say?
Oh.
You're probably going to try to help her save for a phone or ask her to get a job.
That sounds like something I would do. I'm having the same conversation daily with my daughter. Get a job. Anyway.
Yes, it's that time.
It is. I go, you don't have money? She goes, no, hon. I go, but you just had a hairstylist at your house. That isn't cheap. I don't understand.
Oh, there you go.
And fake Davin is back.
Yes.
I like it.
She goes, it don't cost much for a hairdo. I go, I should move to Ghana. I need a haircut badly. She goes, what don't you understand, LOL? I go, not funny. This shit is getting long, LOL. My hair was really out of control.
It doesn't cost much for a hairdo. Is this such the good girl? Because God, when I was married, look, I need money for the phone bill. And I go, you go laid out all this money to get your hair done. It's not that expensive to go to the beauty parlor. All right. Okay.
So she goes, I can go to the shop and ask for prices. I need a phone badly. I go, can't say I like the idea of you going out with this virus being so contagious and dangerous. She goes, babe, you don't need to worry on that. I can take care of myself. What I can't do is pay for my phone myself, but I can take care of myself.
Oh, Miss Independent.
Yes.
Give me money.
Yes. She continues, I will have to go with my cousin because he know everywhere. I go, I know you can't. I just don't feel good about it. Let's just wait a bit. I'd rather never talk to you again than have you get sick. That's true. That is I'd rather never talk to her again. I'd be fine.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, she's not going to take it that way, though.
She goes, you don't have nothing to worry about, like I said. Well, I have to go now. Chat later. I go, you're not a doctor, dear. The doctors say otherwise. Okay, have a nice day. And she said, fuck Fauci. Now, she said bye. I said bye. And then, geez. 10 hours later, she goes, hi. I go, hi, baby. How are you? She asked me how my day went. I go, it was very exciting. I went to the post office. That is a highlight now. How was your day? It really was. Remember? Menial daily chores were like exciting. Ooh, let me gear up. I'm going outside.
Absolutely.
We better burn our clothes before we bring it inside.
Oh, please. It was exciting to go to the mailbox. Next to my front door.
Yes. I go, but I was mailing medical supplies to doctors, nurses, caregivers, etc., so it was productive. She goes, that's nice of you. I go, thanks. I go, your man isn't a total creep, LOL. She goes, LOL, I know right. I go, LOL, how was your day, hun? She goes, awesome. How was your day? I go, why was it awesome? She goes, I can't really tell, but today was fun. Okay. Apparently she wasn't expecting a follow-up question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't tell.
I go, why can't
still out.
I go, why can't you tell me? You're keeping secrets now? She goes, no. I go, then I don't understand. I got a show. I got to explain this shit.
Those idiots are going to ask me questions. And I have to have answers.
You
got
to work with me here.
Yeah, Lord knows you won't be around when the questions start flying. I go, then I don't understand. I'm glad you had a great day. Just want to know what was so awesome. This morning you were just going to read. She goes, not really. I go, okay, you're just being weird and evasive. Simple question and part of a normal conversation does not elicit such vagueness. I don't know what's going on, but I feel pretty stupid right now. Find me when you're more like how you were a few days ago and can tell me. Bye.
Oh.
So I left. So she messages me the next day. Good morning, hon. How are you doing? I wait till the following day, April 18th. I go, hey, how are you? She goes, I'm okay. How are you? I go, I'm fine. Thanks. She goes, I guess it's over already. I go, what is over? She goes, maybe we shouldn't have started in the first place. Oh, wow.
Wow.
I go, oh, is that what you want? She goes, well, I'm not ready for the drama. It's clear already. Wait a second. Have you not heard the show? Being in a relationship with fake Davin is nothing but drama. Just be happy Dice Clay hasn't shown up with the Three Stooges.
Oh, my God. She has no idea what's coming.
I go, I wanted no drama. You were very weird and cold and evasive. I have no idea why. I really wanted to know what made you so happy. For some reason, you wouldn't tell me. I go, so I have two questions. Why wouldn't you tell me, and what was awesome? And from what you said, it seems like you want to end us. Is that what you want? I guess that's three questions, actually. She goes, you didn't reply to my message the whole of yesterday, even though you've seen it. That alone is a sign enough. I go, I was hurt. The night before I said I was signing off, you said nothing. Seriously, why were you like that? I'd been nothing but loving and invested in you emotionally. You were ice. She goes, come on, dear. Don't me feel bad because I haven't shown you nothing but love from the beginning. Well, that's not true.
No.
I go, I know, but Thursday night it was like you were a different person. She goes, "You are very well aware of my phone's condition, so I didn't expect you to feel bad when I went silent on you because it wasn't intentional." All right, so this phone is going to be whenever she pieces out, it's always the phone's fault.
Oh, right.
But yeah, because it's always the phone's fault. Because if it's the phone's fault, it's affecting your relationship. Do you want to be in a relationship with me because the phone is screwing up? Well, why don't you help me give me some money so I can get a better phone and we can move our relationship along?
All right, she doesn't need you to be her attorney. Pipe down, stupid.
But I'm just telling you.
I don't need you to lay out her case. Whose side are you on? When you say it like that, it makes me want to reach into my wallet and give her some money.
That's a step. All right, counselor, thank you for your dissertation.
Yeah, seriously. I know a former president that could use representation that good.
He'd fire me the first day.
Well, no, he wouldn't. You'd last a day. I felt bad because you wouldn't tell me what made you so happy. You said you couldn't tell me. I thought we were being open and sharing with each other. I wanted a serious and mature relationship with you. It just felt off and made me sick to my stomach. She goes, "That's fine."
Uh-oh. There's that word.
I go, "What is fine?"
Fine.
Fine.
She goes, "I've been very open with you, and I don't know what more you want." I go, "Just don't be like Thursday night. I was so happy you were having a good day. You were not even answering in sentences. It was like I was a pest to you. I just want honesty, openness, and if possible, your love. I really want nothing else from you, Jelena." She goes, "This is really getting serious. I don't feel good about this right now."
No.
She said that?
No, this is me sharing with you guys.
All right.
She goes, "I'm trying to give in my best also, okay? You're really making me feel bad right now. I feel less appreciated. It's fine, though." I go, "I appreciate you. I adore you. I felt unappreciated, unloved Thursday night. It came from nowhere. It hurt. It is scary when you can hurt me so badly, so quickly. But you know the heart wants what the heart wants." She goes, "Babe, I'm sorry if I ever made you feel bad unknowingly." All right, here we go. That's what we needed.
And back on board again.
I go, "Thank you for the apology. It means a lot," and I give her a kiss emoji. She goes, "We're supposed to be having a nice time. The back and forth won't help but only break us." I go, "I know, baby. That is why I did not talk to you yesterday. I knew I was not going to have anything good or helpful to say, so I just calmed down. I'm speaking with you now. Look, I want to be with you. I just need to know if you still want to be with me." And by the way, this is a tactic I'm currently using with a scammer. She goes, "I never left you, hun. My day was so empty and dark yesterday that it seemed so meaningless to me. I then realized I've missed an essential part of my life, which is you. I is not complete without you, honestly." I go, "I missed you too. You're so important to me, and it happened so quickly, I can't explain it. But I can't figure you out. I still walk on eggshells sometimes because I don't know what will anger you." She goes, "Babe, you don't have to be worried. We have a long way to go, and I believe that with time we're going to know each other's flaws and understand each other. There's no such thing as a perfect relationship, but we can create one." You know what? I feel good about this again. I feel good. We're back on track.
Yeah.
There you go. You made amends.
It's actually sounding rational.
I think she's
scary as hell.
I think she wants me for me and my presidents.
Yes.
I go, "I'd like to continue to work on us. I'd like to be your man, baby." She goes, "I feel that we are really meant to be because I feel better talking with you now." I go, "I feel better too, baby. The good thing about making up as a couple is the makeup sex. We don't even get the benefit, LOL. She goes, "Too bad, babe." I go, "I know, right? I just really wish I could kiss you right now." She goes, "Same here, hon." She goes, "I have something to tell you, but I hope that you don't get mad." Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
So where are the odds? Is it going to be about the phone?
I feel like this was a page out of my playbook. Like, this is something I would do.
Well, you know what? I feel like the word "I something" is going to be involved in this next topic.
I go, "Okay, tell me." She goes, "Well, yesterday, I went to a phone shop together with my little cousin to check on some phones. Seen a couple of nice phones I'd like to have and use."
She'd like to have them new?
No, new and use. I'd like to have and use.
Okay.
I go, "What one did you want?" She goes, "I like the iPhones." I go, "The newest..."
You couldn't want a jitterbug, bitch? All right.
I knew we could start with
a track phone?
Really?
I saw a flip top for $30 that I thought would be lovely.
go. That's all I can afford. You're going to like it.
Yeah.
I go, the newest one? She goes, the newest ones are kind of cool, but the price tags were a bit high. But I really like the 8 Plus. It looks cool and I like it. I go, how much was the 8 Plus? She goes, $550. So give her credit. She's not going top notch here.
Yeah.
Well, you got to remember, in negotiation, you always try to go for something that's going to benefit both parties.
Yes. I go, I see. And you want me to wire you the money? She goes, yes, baby. I really like the phone. I go, Western Union to Jelena Johnson? She goes, yes, hon. I go, I see. Hey, hon, I have a really bad migraine. I'm going to put down the phone. It hurts my eyes. I'll talk to you soon. She goes, all right. I go, have a nice day. She goes, have a nice day. I go, thanks. She goes, welcome. Then later on, I said, hi, baby. She goes, hi, hon. How'd your day go? I go, it was okay. The migraine is rough, but I still was able to get some writing done. How was your day? She was okay. Nothing special. Spent most of my time in the kitchen and sleeping. I go, why were you sleeping in the kitchen?
I would leave it right there. Just for the simple fact is, it's a good teaser to find out where we are with that phone and how we're going to do with the phone.
Yeah, but no, I got to get through this.
Okay.
I got to get through this because this isn't going to be much longer. So.
All right. Okay.
I go, why were you sleeping in the kitchen? She goes, come on, do you expect me to give a reason why I was in the kitchen? Like, really, what is done in the kitchen? I go, it was a joke. I wrote, why were you sleeping in the kitchen? Oh, this is every relationship, like the shit that was cute about me is now annoying. We've gotten there quickly.
What do you need to know why I was sleeping in the fucking kitchen? Because nobody sleeps in a fucking kitchen, stupid.
You know, what used to be is, you're so funny, has turned into, you're really stupid.
The only time I would sleep in the kitchen is if my boiler went out, my heater went out, and I'm trying to stay warm, so I turn the oven on and sleep near the oven so I could keep relatively warm till I get a guy in the morning. And that's it.
Well, you know, it's really, if you really want to be toasty, I recommend sticking your head in the oven. But I digress.
I saw what you did there.
No, you didn't, because otherwise you have burn marks. Anyway, she goes, excuse me, I go, it was a joke. I wrote, why were you sleeping in the kitchen? She goes, LOL, I didn't see that. She goes, what are your plans for this Saturday night? I go, yep, I think I'm going to hit the club, grab a few drinks, and maybe find a pretty young girl, take her to a hotel, and have wild sex. You know, my normal Saturday night during a pandemic. What are your plans?
Yeah.
I guess I could have done that in Florida, perhaps. Anyway, she goes, I'll be in my bed because there's no fun out here. Nothing really to do. I go, you could be the girl I meet at the club and take back to the hotel. How about that? She goes, I don't do hotels, though. You probably would see me at the restaurant. I go, would you go away with me to resort? Would you go on tour with me? Of course, hon. Why not? It would be very romantic at the resort. I have a question to ask you. All right, what do you guys think this question is?
Can you get me an iPhone?
Well, first I go, yes, honey, I'll work in the Bahamas at Atlantis every year for 2 weeks. But I go to other nice places, too. I go, do you find walks on the beach romantic? I asked because you said you don't do hotels. She goes, I love nature, so it's obvious that I enjoy hanging out on the beach. The feeling is always great on the beach. My dream destination is the Bahamas. I go, at Atlantis, we can feed turtles and stingrays, lots of sea life. But don't mention Belinda. She never made it. No, I didn't say that. She goes, I've seen a bit of there on TV. I know it's the place to be. Well, I go, well, I guess it's good that you use my girlfriend, that you are my girlfriend. Lots of aquariums, water park, pools, several beaches. She goes, I know, right? She goes, why'd you have a migraine all of a sudden while we were talking? Ugh. This was her question.
Wait, did you have a migraine while... They were talking. You were talking?
Well, about the phone, I did. I go, are you asking me if I made up my migraine? I don't understand the question. She goes, it's quite simple, dear. Just answer me. I go, well, it didn't just arrive. I get then when I am stressed. I've had it since yesterday. My meds wore off. I don't like the meds, so I try to do everything I can not to take them. I feel like you're accusing me, though. Maybe I'm mistaken. She goes, no, it's fine. Talking about getting me a phone make you sick, huh? Holy shit.
Wow. Wow. Talking about getting me a phone made you sick, huh? Why'd you get a headache, huh?
Well, between us and everyone else. Yes. But she shouldn't be accusing me of that.
No. Yeah.
I go, I said I had it since yesterday, Jelena. I'm sorry you didn't like my answer. I can't win with you. You want me to run crying to you every time I don't feel well? The migraine subsided, I wrote you, but I guess that was wrong too. She goes, no problems. Hope you're feeling better now. I go, I was. She goes, okay, I'm going to sleep now. I go, I'm talking about a romantic getaway, and you're asking me about my migraine like I'm a liar. She goes, have some rest too. I go, yep. She goes, good night. I go, good night. I go, I can remember the last time I went to bed feeling good about this. I can't remember the last time I went to bed feeling good about us. This sucks. She goes, this sucks too. You can go find yourself the perfect woman. I go, I honestly have doubts that I can make you happy. I don't want perfection. I want you, Jelena. She goes, for now you're not making me happy because you ask too much questions and you enjoy drama. I'm not the type to settle for that. I go, you asked me about a migraine. She goes, good night.
I said, good night, sir.
I said, I'm not going to beg you to be my girlfriend. She goes, block me then. I go, I want to be with you, but I don't understand you. She goes, I won't beg you. I go, do you love me? She goes, you always act weird when I talk about getting a phone. Maybe you don't like the idea of me getting one. No, I don't like the idea of me buying one.
I don't like the idea
Maybe
of
you don't like the idea money. Of me getting one. Yeah, but with my money.
Yeah.
Yeah. That part I don't like.
I go, I don't want you to get sick. That is not weird. She goes, LOL, stop playing. I go, you did not answer my question. Do you love me? She goes, I feel likening doing the most here because I stress myself out every day texting you from a bad phone. That alone should tell you how committed I am. You're mature enough to notice when someone is giving in their all. And I go, and I'm committed to you. She goes, answer the question for yourself. I go, Jelena, I'm doing the best I can. All my work has vanished. I'm trying to keep shit together and start a relationship with someone I care deeply for. This is the first time I don't have a job since I was 12. Do you know how stressful that is for me? She goes, stop asking too much questions, like, for real. It makes me sick. Holy shit.
Wow. Wow. What a bitch.
Yeah, really. I go, and I quote, excuse me?
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Excuse me?
She goes, I can see that you enjoy drama. And I say, yes, because I'm doing a show, stupid. No.
And Pip likes it.
Yes. She goes, I can see that you you enjoy drama. Real men don't talk much. Wow.
Wow. So what are you, a fake man?
She said that to her?
That's what she said to me.
Oh, real men don't talk much. Oh, God. You don't talk. Yeah, shut up.
Yes, but but when I try to do comedy without talking, I become a mime, and it's much less popular.
Yeah. In the box again?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Make it a submersible. Maybe that'll be funny.
Joe would have a laugh. Anyway, I go, right? I go, that is what you see. I have given you no drama. It's just an excuse. I did nothing to you. She goes, this is definitely not my first time dating. I go, okay, so I'm not a real man, LOL. So find a real man, Jelena. She goes, are you done talking? I go, are you done insulting me? She goes, bye. I go, so this is done over a migraine? And that is where I will end it.
Fuck you, I'm sleeping on the couch tonight.
That is where we will end it.
Okay. Fake Davin's on the couch with his migraine.
What do you guys think of that?
What I think is this. If I was lonely and never was married, and I'm listening to this, I gotta maybe send her money just to get the phone issue settled up. If I'm lonely and divorced and hearing this, I don't need this shit again. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
But I feel like she's putting drama on me, but this version of me has not really been that dramatic.
No.
And
no.
If you notice, she's taking an exception that you're not being dramatic or you're not being as responsive that she feels you should be over the issue.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I'll give her this. She correctly pointed out I got the migraine when she started talking about the phone. But I don't think that was really that obvious. It was the first time I pulled the migraine card.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's not like it was a lot.
Didn't go as well as you thought either, yeah.
No. This is a different animal we're dealing with.
She's probably more experienced than a lot of the other scammers.
You might be right.
And Lord, is she difficult.
Yeah, well, she's claiming I'm difficult, but I really haven't been difficult.
She has no idea what difficult is for Big Devin.
Yeah, I mean, really, I can round up the posse. They'll tell you.
But you know what? Women, when they get in a relationship, have their relationship rules, you know? And some women let you find out. Some women will tell you up front. But sometimes you find out the relationship rules. And you're finding out from her, the relationship or not, the relationship rules. Are you abiding by them? We'll see. You know, one of the rules is to get me a phone. And be attentive that I need a phone.
But in my defense, all we have is texting. That's all we have. And she's telling me I talk too much. What else can I do?
What should you do?
She's just going by what has worked in the past, my friend.
I know. What should you do? Just sit there and stare at your phone?
And then she just got mad at me because I didn't respond for a whole day. That was me not talking so much.
I know.
I don't feel
critical. And God forbid if you pull off hypocrisy, you know.
God.
This one.
It's like that. I don't know if you. I think you heard it Saturday night. It's a new bit I'm doing about when the bridesmaid, the maid of honor reads that speech. What is love? And part of it, it's like love is holding no grudges. I'm like, no woman wrote that. No woman should read that. Women bring up shit that went on in the fetus. All right? You guys, I mean that nonsense.
Yeah.
You suck your thumb. And you were a breech birth. Yeah. Well, what's the problem? Nothing. All right.
Yeah, I know. It's true, though. Oh, my God. You know, people will bring up stuff that happened so long ago, and it's like, I thought we put that to bed. Are we really going to rehash that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought we weren't going to bring up. I've been in that boat plenty of times. I thought we were going to bring up that. Well, fuck that. We're bringing it up, of course. Why would? Of course. Why would any rules hold true?
No. Well, this Jelena is certainly different.
Yeah.
I don't really have the leeway to be silly with this one.
Yeah.
No, she has a very little discernible sense of humor.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. We're not leaving in a good place. You know.
No.
And we're going to be off for a couple of weeks and we're all just going to have to be, you know, it's like a cliffhanger. What's going to happen to these two kids?
Yeah.
I'm worried about these kids.
Next time we're together again is July 18th. That's the next time we're together again.
Wow.
Well, all right.
All right. So let's thank some folks for allowing this to transpire. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support of this fine
program. Thank you, Russ.
From the beginning, Russ has been there. Thank you, Russ Ferdico.
Always a big supporter. Love him. He's a great friend of the show. Great friend, period. Portobello, Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need. Thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal. It's going to be an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to the dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features a live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, now that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, a wedding, office party, anything that needs to impress, and they will do it. Because their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by our pal, Davina Side-Splitting Productions. Great show coming up July 14th with me. It's going to be great. So check that on out. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ravenpo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them, 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Sidesplitting Productions for your comedic needs. No matter where you are in the country, go to sidesplittingproductions.com. You give us a call, 551-404-3094. Private events, roasts, restaurants, fundraisers, you name it, we got it. We'll do it for you. Right. Sidesplittingproductions.com. All right, Joe, we are off for a few weeks. Where can people see you in the interim?
Go to joecurrycomedy.com or go to the Joe Curry Facebook page. I totally forgot. But I'm out. I will be at Broadway Comedy Club next Friday, and then I'm going to be with you up in Watkins Glen the next night.
Yes. All right. Friday, July 7th, I'll be in Grantville, Pennsylvania at the Laughing Stock Comedy Club in the Holiday Inn. For tickets, go to laughingstockcc.com. July 8th, as Joe mentioned, we will be in Watkins Glen, New York, at the Watkins Glen International. It's part of the Taster's Banquet event for the Finger Lakes Wine Festival. July 14th, as Joe said, there'll be live comedy at Portobello. Go see Joe Curry, Steve Schaefer, and more. For reservations, go to 201-337-8990, extension 2. July 14th and 15th, I'll be at a brand new comedy club, Give a Hoot Comedy Club, Gaithersburg, Maryland. For tickets, go to giveahootcomedy.com. Thursday, July 20th, Sidesplitting Productions presents live comedy in Hamburg, New Jersey at Aqua Viva, starring myself, Rich Carucci, and Gary Sharp Jr. For tickets, call 973-590-2769. Friday, July 21st, I will be with Joe again in Carlisle, PA at the Grand Illusion. For tickets, call 717-462-4716. And Saturday, July 22nd, I'll be in Albany, New York at Dawn's Victory Sports Cafe. For tickets, call 518-463-9113. Oh, and tomorrow I'll be hosting trivia in Hoboken. And July 5th, I'll be hosting trivia at the Wicked Wolf, I think, in Hoboken. I think that's where the hell I am. And I'll be running a comedy show this Saturday night trying to keep porn off the TV while the comics do their shit. Lots of stuff to do. Got to drive my kid down to American University in D.C., and I got to see Brett Michaels and Night Ranger and the former lead singer of Sugar Ray and all sorts of shit and a former lead singer of Journey who I never heard of. I'm going to see a concert with thousands. Joe would know. Who's the lead singer that nobody knows about, Joe?
It's probably Jeff Soto.
Nope, not him. Pick another one.
Steve Aggeri?
That's the one.
Steve Aggeri, great voice. No, it's going to be a good gig. Steve Aggeri is very good.
Yeah, there's been so many lead singers of Journey. I have to go to Joe for that.
I know them.
You do?
I don't know them, but I know of them. I can name them.
Yes. Yes, you can. So, good stuff. We will see you on the 18th. Go check out the Davins and Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter periodically between the now and the next time we see you. There might be something newsworthy there, so I recommend
you
do.
And also, if I may make a public service announcement for July 4th, if you do have fireworks, place on ground, light fuse, get away.
Yes. This has been a message from the Joe Curry Keep Your Fingers Foundation. Yes, we wish
everybody
you...
give Joe a hand for that PSA.
Only one. We certainly wish you guys a happy Independence Day, happy 4th of July. Joe says, be safe out there. But that's it. We will see you guys 3 weeks, July 18th. Let me cue up the music. That would have been all this talking and not doing my job. Jelena was right. I talk too much.
Jibber jabber.
That's indeed. That's my job, not doing my job. Come on.
All right. Hopefully, Pip will get her phone fixed between now and the 18th, and we can run a test. All right. Anyway, thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep.